heads of states, prime ministers, heads of diplomatic missions and representatives, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Fakolofat, and greetings to you all. I convey warm Pacific greetings from the government and people of Niue. As the Minister for Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries in Niue, and the Chairman of the FAO Southwest Pacific Ministers of Agriculture representing 16 countries, I would like to convey my sincere appreciation to FAO for recognizing and emphasizing the need to reassert world efforts towards achieving food security for all. Food is a basic human right, a necessity of life, and essential for all of us. Food security is protection of this precious right and encompasses everything that must be met in order to achieve this basic right. With access to safe, quality, and nutritious food for an active and healthy life. As a developing nation, economic development is one of the key pillars of development in the Niue National Strategic Plan 2009 to 2013. The agriculture and fisheries sectors are key drivers of economic development, but development cannot be achieved without a healthy, thriving population. At the 39th Pacific Island Leaders Forum held in Niue in August 2008, the leaders acknowledged the high importance of food security as an emerging issue which poses challenges for the future well-being of people across the region, and call on all countries to maintain open markets and, where possible, to increase the production and supply of healthy food. The forum leaders called on immediate action to address food security issues nationally and regionally through a range of measures across the key sectors such as agriculture, fisheries, trade and transport. Some of the Pacific leaders face challenges to the survival of their nations, and through factors such as impacts of climate change that threaten food security, the fish in the sea, and the climate to grow crops. Action needs to be immediate because we talk about these issues. The real effects of climate change do not stop to wait and listen to what we are saying. We take action. But how do we achieve the goals of food security or realize these commitments when we are faced with so many challenges? In Niue, food production and supply is affected by rising food prices, fuel price fluctuations, climate change, and land degradation. All these factors contribute to the increasing risk of non-communicable disease in the population. Hunger and threats to food security affects our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. In the world we live in, having food on our table is one of the fundamental and universal reasons why we work to provide for our loved ones. We hope that this World Summit on Food Security will strengthen international support for addressing all these issues and agree to a comprehensive long-term approach that links nutrition, food security, agriculture, and trade. Success will depend on partnerships on all stakeholders, from the grassroots of farmers tending to their crops or fishermen fishing from their canoes, to villages, towns, cities, governments, civil society, farmers' organizations, businesses, corporations and international organizations. Action and success depends not on aid as a handout or charity, but aid as investment in agriculture and fisheries through technical assistance, capacity building and sharing of technology and resources to help build self-sustainability and longevity. We may be a small island, but we have a large exclusive economic zone, and we need technical assistance to develop its sustainability. I wish to thank. The knowledge is out there. Let us put it to use. Let us be the ones to take action now. I wish to thank those developed countries, organizations and agencies who provide us with support, and also thank them for their continuing support. In line with current efforts at the global level, a Pacific Food Summit is planned for April 2010, which will draw together all those stakeholders to work together towards achieving a food secure Pacific. It will build on a series of national food summits and give participants an opportunity to review and finalize a framework for action on food security in the Pacific, and to review and finalize a Pacific Declaration on food security for endorsement by Pacific leaders at the annual meeting in Vanuatu in 2010. In concluding, I would like to make a special mention of the efforts deployed by FAO Sub-Regional Office in Samoa for the focus on serving the Pacific countries. NIUAIS in particular has benefited substantially from the investments made possible through the Regional Program for Food Security in the Pacific. We look forward to the implementation of the Regional Food Security and Sustainable Livelihoods Program as an expansion of this pilot program, which will see key agriculture and fisheries infrastructure improved. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to present NIUAIS statement, and on behalf of the government and people of NIUAIS, I wish you all God's blessings and success in your efforts to alleviate hunger and provide food security for all. Thank you.